Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk.
So, Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like, he does what's going on.
Shout out.
There we go. All right. Here we are again. Daryl, what's going on?
Not much. Not much. Just staying one day at a time as usual.
As always.
As always. All right. So we're going to go through this again. Try to make it as quick as we can and keep it moving. Kind of just take things, you know, one day at a time. Do the rundown real quick on the NFL side. Let's start, of course, free agencies and re-signing, signings and trades and things like that. Starting off with Dolphins, left tackle Terron Armstead will play in 2024 and has agreed to an adjusted contract. Giants to trade for Panthers, Brian Burns agreed to a 5-year, $150 million deal. I believe with, I think it's Carolina. Yeah. Ex-Chargers running back Austin Eckler signing with the Commanders on a 2-year deal worth up to $11.43 million. Well, $11.43 million is how they did it. Patriots are re-signing offensive lineman Michael Onlineu, and I know I botched that, to a 3-year, $57 million contract. And Jacoby Brissett. Oh. Huh? Didn't we just talk about the, oh, wait a minute.
We talked about it earlier.
What? That Jacoby Brissett was backing up. No, never mind. Okay, I'm getting Jacoby Brissett and who am I getting mixed up? Jacoby Brissett. Who just backed up? Somebody's backing up somebody. Who's backing up Deshaun Watson?
We just talked about
it. Yeah, we just talked about that. I don't want to move. I'm getting those two quarterbacks confused. We'll get to it in a second then. But Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots have agreed on a 1-year, $8 million contract. Defensive lineman Leonard Williams re-signed with the Seahawks on a 3-year, $64.5 million deal. And the Bengals have released running back Joe Mixon. Meanwhile, Zach Moss, former coach, will be signing with the Cincinnati Bengals. Jets are signing quarterback Tyrod Taylor as a veteran backup. And Vikings are expected to sign quarterback Sam Darnold to a 1-year deal worth up to $10 million. Rams are finalizing 3-year deal to sign cornerback Darius Williams. Running back Aaron Jones to sign with Minnesota Vikings at the release for the Green Bay Packers. And the Commanders are also going to add Marcus Mariota to the quarterback room ahead of the 2024 NFL draft. So they are going to sign him to a 1-year contract that is worth $6 million. It could be reached up to $10 million based on his incentives. So I don't know if he's going to actually play per se, but he'll probably be more like of a study quarterback. I don't know.
Maybe. Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals are going to trade running back Joe Mixon to the Houston Texans. Uh-huh. And then the Falcons are re-signing wide receiver Darrell Mooney to a 3-year, $39 million contract. And then this one right here, Lord have mercy. The Ravens are signing ex-Titans running back Derrick Henry to a 2-year, $16 million deal. You got two of the best runners in your quarterback and your running back.
That's going to be lethal.
That's going to be lethal.
Like I said, as long as Derrick Henry stay healthy,
it's not going to be.
That's not even going to be a question.
Yes.
Because Lamar Jackson's already a balanced, good quarterback.
Yes.
He is
able. He is Houdini.
Yes. He Yeah, he is Houdini, in fact, man.
Yeah.
He can run the football. He can throw the ball. So that can cause a lot of misconceptions in opponent's defense if you're playing the Ravens.
And it's not looking good. Exactly. And it's going to be hard to prepare for them when you think about it, because if you have a balanced quarterback that can throw and run, and you got a running back that can actually run the football, can you imagine what they can do to a defense on play action?
Yes. It'll just be like shredding cheese, man.
Man, they're going to shred a defense, because they're going to be jumping every single time. Like, oh, they're going to run, but Lamar Jackson can throw the ball.
Yep.
They throw the ball.
Yeah. It's going to be very tough. It's going to be very hard to slow Derrick Henry down. Because Baltimore's got a pretty good run offense and a pretty good passing offense.
Right.
It's going to be pretty tough. So they're going to have to start early.
Yeah.
To slow him down. If they don't do that within the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season,
it's over.
Not only is it over, they're going to clinch the AFC North.
Mm-hmm.
And potentially a first round bye.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, but we also got to remember, we kind of jumped the gun when we went back to 2016 with the Indianapolis Colts. Yeah. When they signed Frank Gore and Andre Johnson. Yeah. And they was up here playing like old bricks.
Yeah,
it just wasn't good. And Andrew Luck wasn't solid. The offensive line wasn't solid. It collapsed. Quickly.
I'm just going to be real with you, Daryl. I don't think it had anything to do with the players.
Oh, yeah.
I think it had everything to do with Ryan Grigson.
Ryan Grigson.
And his toxic ignorance.
Yes.
As to the reason why the coach did not do this.
Yeah, and I agree. I can't.
I really do.
Yeah, but that's the struggles that happened that year.
Right.
And you can say, yes, freaking Ryan Grigson just couldn't.
He couldn't get it right.
Yeah,
he got it right, but he, on the behalf of his personal estate and him being able to communicate with players and knowing how to talk to people, mm-hmm. he don't have that right. That's what he don't have right.
I agree.
And the last couple of things, I may have to double check these to make sure I didn't miss anything. Mm-hmm. Steelers are going to sign ex-Ravens linebacker Patrick Queen to a 3-year, $41 million deal. And then last but not least, that I know of, Giants are going to sign quarterback Drew Lock as a veteran backup to Daniel Jones. Got that. I think I got it. Yeah. Oh, that's who it was. Jameis Winston. Quarterback Jameis Winston is closing in on the deal to be Deshaun Watson's backup. That's why I get confused. I get Jameis Winston and Jacoby Brissett mixed up. Don't ask me why. I just do.
I can see why.
I just do.
Most definitely.
I will get to that in a second. Tiki Barber.
Oh, we got to talk about that. Yes.
But that's all I have for my quick rundown.
I only got one thing for my quick rundown.
You got two.
I'll do what? Yes, I do. Otto Porter Jr. retired after 11 seasons.
Oh, really?
Yes, he did.
How interesting.
Yes, he announced that retirement, I think, last night. And Daryl Strawberry suffered a heart attack. And he is recovering, I believe, at a St. Louis hospital. And one thing to, I gotta get into this a little bit real quick. I also wanted to mention Rudy Gobert, and he got fined $100,000 for making a money gesture, criticizing the officiating. That was Friday night, anyway. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get a little bit deeper real quick.
Sure.
NBA Executive Vice President and Head of Basketball Operations Joe Dumars announced that the fine takes into account Gobert's past instances of conduct detrimental to the NBA with regard to publicly criticizing the officiating. Gobert was called for a technical foul in the closing seconds of regulation Friday night during the Wolves' 113-104 overtime loss to the Cleveland Cavaliers when he rubbed his fingers together several times, implying referee Scott Foster might be on the take. After being whistled for his sixth foul and being disqualified, Gobert stayed on the floor and made the gesture as Foster was going to the scorer's table. Foster didn't see Gobert, but official Natalie Sago did and issued the technical. His technical allowed the Cavaliers to tie the game. Brutal.
Yeah.
Very brutal.
Yeah.
After the game, Gobert, who has a reputation for being outspoken, didn't deny what he did and went further into saying sports betting could be having a major impact on the outcomes of the games. And he said, I'll bite the bullet again. I'll be the bad guy. I'll take the fine, but I think it's hurting our game.
I would agree.
Hell yeah. I agree too. Straight up.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that they cannot even express because all it's going to do is come out of their pocketbook. Mm-hmm. All it's going to do is come out of their wallet, checking account, banking account, savings account, whatever the hell they have. Clean them out. Ridiculous. I know the betting and all of that and all that is becoming bigger and bigger, but it shouldn't feel that way. Minnesota's assistant, Mike Anori, who filled in when Timberwolves coach Chris Finch fell ill just before a tip-off, was critical of Gobert's behavior. He said a technical foul with 27 seconds in the game, to be honest, is unacceptable. That's who Rudy is, but you got to be smart. He made a visual that was automatic. He was obviously frustrated. Both teams were, but we have to be smarter. And Rudy Gobert actually agreed with Nori. He also agreed and said that it cost the team the game and it was an immature reaction. So, yeah. As much as that was, I can agree that he did actually make that gesture a little bit too late. You're more into costing the game, and it did, because they end up losing the game. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I don't blame Rudy Gobert for that technical foul and doing that gesture. I don't blame him at all. But he picked the wrong time to do it.
Yeah.
He just picked the wrong time to do it.
In the closing seconds like that of the game as well.
Yeah. You can't do that, man.
Yeah.
I don't blame you at all. Let me throw that out there now. I would have applauded him at all costs. And I still applaud him. He just picked the wrong time to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't blame you at all for that one. Because you do really have to speak up on a lot of these things, and the NBA don't allow players to criticize like I'm opposed to, but still have the opportunity to grow the game improperly, in my personal opinion. But that's, we're just doing the podcast.
Right.
Yeah. I just wanted to touch up on that and get my thoughts on it.
Yeah. I agree.
That's it.
All right. The one last thing I wanted to just run through and just talk about really, really quick was Saquon Barkley and Tiki Barber.
Yeah.
I think this is just plain ignorance at this point based on what's going on with Tiki Barber and Saquon Barkley, with Saquon Barkley recently signing with the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the, you know, NFC East rival. And I can understand that just because it is a rival. You think about somebody like Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen on that behalf when Ray Allen went to Miami. Mm-hmm. But even though it wasn't a division rival, it was still a rival. And when Tiki Barber made the comment, "You're dead to me," it kind of just, it's just like, are you really going to go that low?
Are you
going to go that low just because he signed with Philadelphia?
Yeah, you can't do that.
You know, you have to remember the running back situation. You didn't have that situation like that back in 2007, 2006, when you first started playing.
Correct.
Saquon Barkley is having issues with the Giants, just like Austin Eckler and Elliott and Jonathan Taylor and, you know, all these other phenomenal running backs, Derrick Henry and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
You have to understand that this is not, you know, something that you should be taking personally, because if anything, honestly, you should be really backing Saquon Barkley for the simple fact that with the issues that Saquon Barkley has with the Giants, you have to understand and be able to hold your Giants and that management accountable for their ignorance.
I agree.
I don't understand what is this whole ordeal with you wanting to do that. I don't know why you think it's okay just to do something like that. And that confuses me to this very minute why you think it's okay.
I don't understand also how Tiki Barber didn't win a ring
right
with the Giants at all.
Right.
Now, he gave it his all.
Right.
He 100% gave it his all.
Right.
But I don't understand, how can you go and be that critical
right
of Saquon Barkley and what he's doing because of frustrations and he feels like that he needs to change the scenery? Yeah, it's one thing to talk about loyalty. It's right. one thing to talk about, you know, staying with the same team and stuff like that.
Right.
Tiki Barber didn't do that. He stayed with the Giants and he retired with the Giants. Giants. But yeah. sometimes you really have to just go off the eggshell and just understand that, you know, these businesses are businesses.
Right.
And he wasn't happy in New York. He just right. wasn't, happy. I don't understand why you're being so brutally, you know,
hypocritical
about, you know, Saquon Barkley wanting to move on. I mean, a lot of people are frustrated about it. He was one of their best star players.
Yeah, actually, and, hands down.
Yeah,
hands down.
Yeah, and his problem now is just trying to stay healthy.
Right.
So, you know, it's just one of those things that you just have to look at, and he feel like that he has a better opportunity elsewhere.
Saquon Barkley pretty much barked back. It's like, oh,
with this,
don't talk to me. With this whole, you're dead to me. Like, don't talk to me. If you see me, don't talk to me. And don't smile in my face.
Yeah, don't do that.
Just don't.
Just take your shit and just,
you know,
keep go it do something else.
Yeah,
keep it to me. Go carve some footballs or something.
Yeah, do something. Find a hobby. But, yeah. you know, that shit gets over.
It gets over. Very frustrating.
But I thought I wanted to bring that up because I wanted to, you know, briefly talk about that whole ordeal as well, too. But that's all I have. You know,
anything else? Yeah, that's it for me. Right.
Oh, happy Saturday.
Oh, happy Saturday.
Not a Saturday that we would normally be doing, but because of things that's been going on this week, we had to kind of sneak one in today.
Yeah,
I had to sneak one in today.
Like I said, it's not something that we normally would do.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much our whole thought process is to, you know, sorry, trying to zip up my best. The biggest thing is, you know, just
getting through this,
trying to get through this week anyway, more than anything, because
it's been hard.
This week has definitely been hard. It's been, you know, attentive towards family and all of that versus, you know, actually trying to sit down and do this podcast, which is why the last recording that we actually have was from Tuesday, the 12th. And we did not do any more podcasts again until today. So we're trying to sneak one in now while we're, you know, while we have a few minutes and got an opportunity to do it. But how you feeling?
I'm okay. You know, just, you know, taking this one day at a time.
Yep.
Was able to still get still a lot more stuff done this week also.
Yeah.
Despite, you know, emotional
Roller coasters,
you know, right. stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm still able to get some stuff done throughout the week. Having Aaliyah since Thursday, it's been, you know, it's been
challenging.
It's been very challenging.
To say the least.
But it's still been good for the soul.
Absolutely.
It's been very good for the soul.
Yes, I would agree.
Other than that, how are you?
Same, just taking it one day at a time, working, and taking no bereavement days though, because the company don't do bereavement.
No company does. I don't understand.
Yeah, they don't do bereavement for uncles and aunts and cousins and distant family members, things like that. So it's one of those things. But
I guess they're living in no money.
Oh well. Let's run through these latest headlines real quick. I want to talk about some of these, but that will have to be for another time because I have to say the link to the article because I definitely want to talk about some of these. First thing is the latest re-signings and trades and signings. So we'd have missed since Tuesday. So there is, you know, some things that went on since we did our last recording on Tuesday. Danielle Hunter agreed to a 2-year $29 million deal with the Houston Texans, and that includes $48 million guaranteed. This one I'm going to talk about in a second. We'll just mention it. Steelers are going to trade wide receiver Deontay Johnson to the Panthers, which that should have been done because that was on Tuesday. Eagles are signing defensive back C.J. Gardner-Johnson to a 3-year deal worth up to $33 million max value. Calvin Ridley is to sign a 4-year, $92 million deal with the Tennessee Titans that includes $50 million guaranteed. And I'm just going to mention this. To Thrill, I don't know if you're going to mention anything about this, but since I see it as a notification, I'm going to mention this. The Padres in baseball are finalizing the trade to acquire Dillian Cease from the White Sox.
I didn't even get a chance to look at baseball.
Well, it's just popped up as a notification.
No, I'm just saying, I didn't even get a chance to look at it.
I wasn't even thinking anything about it. It was just a notification. So let me just share it since it's here.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Kendricks decided to sign with the Cowboys after agreeing to a deal with the 49ers. There was a rumor going around that the Ravens are trying to trade for wide receiver Debo Samuel, which I have no idea if that's true or not on that path. But of course,
I'm just saying, I thought he was content with the 49ers.
Yeah. Oh, Aaron Rodgers. I have got... I really want to talk about Aaron Rodgers because he's getting on my last nerve.
Let's run through it real quick.
Well, I haven't really paid attention to this particular part of that issue that I wanted to read about. One of it I did, the other one I didn't.
Gotcha.
Seahawks are requiring quarterback Sam Howell from the Commanders in a deal that involves draft picks. And the NFL is also reviewing whether teams violate a policy during the league tampering window, and that would be the Philadelphia Eagles and the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, with Saquon Barkley and Kirk Cousins.
I believe so, yes.
That's what I think it is.
Jaguars are signing former 49ers defensive lineman Eric Armstead to a 3-year deal, $51 million deal. And former Bengals running back Joe Mixon signs a 3-year, $27 million extension with the Houston Texans that include $13 million guaranteed. Aside from these latest signings and tradings and re-signings and stuff, Dallas police confirmed that they are investigating alleged 2017 sexual assault involving Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott.
Wow.
Which was something that I wanted to talk about as well, but of course me and you are not going to have time to do that today, but I definitely do want to take a minute to sit down and talk about that
we'll
as well.
We'll talk about that next week.
Yeah, we'll talk about that probably Monday. No.
We can talk about it Tuesday.
Wednesday. No, we can talk about Tuesday. Former Bucks linebacker Devin White is signing a 1-year deal worth $7.5 million with the Eagles. And on the other news that not related to NFL and swimmers, other athletes are suing the NAACP over the, help me with this Roman numeral, LX.
LX?
Yeah, LX. Or is it IX? I'm not sure. I think it might be IX.
This should be 60.
Title 60, Transgender Policies.
Let me confirm that.
Okay. Chargers are trading wide receiver Keenan Allen to the Bears for the fourth round pick. Wide receiver Marquise Brown expected to sign a 1-year deal with the Chiefs. Good Lord. So that means he left, look like Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
28 touchdown catches over the 5 seasons with, I believe it was the Cardinals. Or over 5 seasons overall. Yeah, it was with the Cardinals.
To confirm, yes, it's 60.
Okay, so there would have been Title 60 of the Transgender Policies as well. Sure, I don't know if you was going to talk about this, but I'm going to ask you to skip over that because you don't talk about it.
Whatever it is, go ahead.
Raptors guard RJ Barrett mourning the death of his younger brother Nathan. The cause of death is not
yet to be
disclosed.
Yeah, I would have forgotten about it.
Okay.
Glad you brought that up.
Okay. Vikings require number 23 pick in the NFL draft for the Texans and trade included 2 second round draft picks. And then this one just shocked the whole NFL world. Rams All-Pro defensive tackle Aaron Gordon announced his retirement at the age of 32 years old.
Aaron Donald.
And then in college news, Michigan head coach Juwan Howard would not return next season. He went 8-24 with the Wolverines. Steelers are trading quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Eagles for a pick swap. Rams are signing former Raiders and 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. That I did not know.
Yeah, I've seen that on the news on Instagram.
8-time Pro Bowl offensive tackle Tyron Smith intends to sign with the Jets. That's all I see on that. Make sure there's something else in here as well. Make sure I'm not missing anything. Let's see. The Panthers has signed safety Jordan Fuller, and that's on a 1-year deal, but no money disclosure. The Vikings also acquired a first round draft pick with the Texans. I think I just mentioned that.
That might have came out today.
Or talked about the Aaron Donald. Cowboys released linebacker Leighton Van Erst and wide receiver Michael Gallup. Oh, was there something else to that? He was Van Der Elst was released with a failed physical destination, while Gallup was listed as a June 1st cut. So that opens up $9.5 million in cap space this season, but he would count towards the $8.7 million. Against the 2025 salary cap. Yep, they inked the deal with Garoppolo to back up Matthew Stafford. Steelers move on from Pickett with Eagles trade. And then next Cowboys offensive tackle Smith signing with the Jets. Yep, I talked about this. Jets and Texans had interest in new Bears wide receiver. I think it's Keenan Allen.
Should be Keenan Allen.
Yep, Keenan Allen. Yep, Keenan Allen. But that is actually all I see other than this one last thing that has absolutely nothing to do with the latest signings and all of that. And we're going to talk about this next week. But I'm just going to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I'm just going to say this. I'm irritated with Aaron Rodgers. First off, he went on and decided that he wanted to be a pick for Vice President JFK.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And then he went on and decided that he was going to make himself look even more stupider by saying, oh, Sandy Hook was not what it was. I'm like,
then what was it? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what was it?
What
and
was
that's
it?
What I'm going to sit down and take time to read about so I know what I'm preparing for when it comes down to Tuesday. But I will say this. What are the Jets thinking right now? With him causing this unnecessary drama and all of this necessary talk, what does that say to the Jets?
He's a distraction.
Should the Jets get rid of him?
Highly possible, yeah.
Because right now, all you're doing is talking. You need to be focused, continuing on your rehab, and quit fooling around with all this extra stuff that you want to, you know, try to make yourself look good. Because right now you look like the biggest complete idiot I've ever seen walking God's green earth.
You are.
You look stupid. Yeah. You sound stupid. And it don't make it any better when you did that same shit with Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. It don't help.
No.
Stop it. Stop it.
And you didn't look good when you said they're talking about COVID.
Yes.
You didn't look good then
either. Did not look good. Carson Wentz didn't even look good.
No.
None of them looked good.
No.
No. Oh. Then 1587. Patrick Mahomes Travis Kelce to open up a new restaurant dedicated to show how they eat on the road.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's some creative.
That's
very creative.
Creative entrepreneurial ways. Yep. You can't beat that.
No, you cannot beat
that. You can't beat that. And I wanted to talk more about that too. But we'll talk about that on Tuesday as well. I definitely make sure I have that saved and make sure I have, you know, the time to read it. But that's all I have on my behalf. All
right. Okay. There's really a lot of injuries going around. And I'm going to just do a run through of these real quick. I'm going to try to be real quick with it. Bogdan Bogdanovic is day-to-day with an illness. He didn't play Friday night at all. So we'll see how he's looking. I want to say Sunday or Monday, but I don't say on here either. I think it's Mohamed Gouye. He suffered a UCL sprain in his right elbow during Tuesday's game. This is G League also. Against the Mad Ants. And then they recalled him to the Hawks on Friday. And Sadiq Bey, he's done for the season, of course. And the rest of these are old. Kristaps Porzingis, he has a hamstring injury. He didn't play Thursday. And right now he's out. Ben Simmons, out for the season. Rest of the season. He had second back surgery. Successful back surgery, to say the least. But he's done for the season. Coby White, doubtful for Saturday's game versus the Wizards. Julian Phillips has been diagnosed with a right foot sprain and is out indefinitely. Lonzo Ball's making progress. He's began cutting, sprinting, and jumping in controlled non-contact situations. Patrick Williams is going to undergo surgery to address bone edema in his left foot and will be out for the remainder of the season. And Zach LaVine is done for the season.
I did hear about that.
Yes. Max Struss is out. Won't play in Saturday's game. Evan Mobley is out, and he is no longer wearing a walking boot for his ankle. And Ty Jerome underwent arthroscopic surgery of his right ankle, and he remains out. Looks like he's going to be out for the rest of the season. Luka Doncic is day-to-day. With a hamstring injury, he'll be reevaluated prior to Sunday's game. Brandon Williams is inactive with a wrist injury. Asur Thompson will not play. Well, he didn't play Friday due to illness. So right now, the list of him is out. Draymond Green is day-to-day with a back injury. And he's questionable for Saturday's game against the Lakers. And also Stephen Curry is questionable for Saturday's game against the Lakers.
A lot of injuries, boy.
That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of injuries. Cam Whitmore will miss roughly 3 weeks due to a knee injury. Steven Adams, of course, has a knee injury, and he's out. And I think that was even announced when he was traded from the Grizzlies to the Rockets for Victor Oladipo. Mm-hmm. But that was back sometime last month, I think it was. I thought they released Doug McDermott, but I guess they didn't. Doug McDermott has a calf injury. He is ruled out for Saturday's game against the Nets. And Benedict Well, Doug McDermott played for the Pacers, right?
Yes.
You thought they released him?
Yeah, I thought they released him.
They picked him back up.
No, because they released Corey Joseph right after the trade. That's why I thought they did Doug McDermott.
I thought they picked him back up.
They did. But I'm saying I thought they released him. But they didn't. I thought they did because they did Corey Joseph the same way. Mm-mm. Benedict Mathurin, he is done for the season with a torn labrum in his right shoulder. James Harden is day-to-day.
He played for Philadelphia, right?
Nope.
What do you play for?
Clippers.
Oh, that's right. Well, show how far behind I am.
Yes. He has a shoulder injury. Norma Powell is also day-to-day. He tweaked his left leg in Friday's game, but he still finished with 15 points. 4-for-9 shooting, 2-for-6 for three-point land, and 5-for-5 in his free throws. 1 assist, 1 steal. And Russell Westbrook. He is out. He had surgery on his left hand. He fractured his left hand. I'm pretty sure they'll be in the playoffs, so he'll probably be back before, during that time. Mm-hmm. Cam Reddish is not playing Saturday. He has an ankle injury. Anthony Davis has an Achilles injury. He's day-to-day. LeBron James is also day-to-day with an ankle injury. Christian Wood is out with a knee injury. Jared Vanderbilt is out with a foot injury. Gabe Vincent is out with a knee injury. And Colin Castleton is also out, but that was back in February. Scottie Pippen Jr., he's questionable. He's day-to-day. With a left shin soreness. Didn't you just mention something about your shins?
Yes, literally. Yes, it's killing me. Both of them this time. And my left foot.
Yeah.
Climbing that ladder.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
I can't do that.
Jaren Jackson Jr. Has a quadriceps injury. He is day-to-day. He is questionable for Saturday's game against the Thunder. Desmond Bane is out. And he's questionable mainly for his ankle injury. Derrick Rose is out. He'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks.
Wear and tear. Good Lord.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out what the hell this injury is. His right osteotendon pubis? What the hell is that?
Oh, man.
Okay. Health experts out there know what that is.
I'm like, just put it in plain English.
Yeah, just please put this shit in plain English. This is ridiculous. Marcus Smart is out with a finger injury. He'll be reevaluated in 3 weeks. And, of course, we all know about Ja Morant.
Who?
Ja Morant.
I don't.
He's done for the rest of the season.
What's wrong with him?
Shoulder.
Oh.
Yeah, he's been out since, I think, December or January.
Oh.
I think that is it on that behalf. Yeah, that's it for that half. Oh, and Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert, is day to day with a ribs injury. Mm. I'm just going to bring this up. That's all I have for injuries at this moment. I'll keep an eye on that. I'm just going to say this one real quick. Joe Mazzulla. I think it was last night's game. I forgot who they was playing against. But
what sport we're talking about?
Boston. Boston's head coach, Joe Mazzulla. Who they play last night?
I'm fixing to look.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking because I like what sport is.
I don't remember who they played. I think it was Phoenix. Was it Phoenix?
No, they played Charlotte last night.
Okay.
And it wasn't Friday night then. Was it Thursday night?
That could have been. I don't remember what night it was.
Oh, they play Phoenix Thursday night.
Okay. So when that's who they played? That was
Boston played Phoenix Thursday night.
That's it?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay. So
because Boston, I don't think they played last night.
No, they ain't playing. So during this game, Phoenix ended up calling a timeout and I forgot who it was that had the ball and started shooting. So Joe Mazzulla went out there and started playing defense. Tried to contest the shot.
you know, after the timeout.
Yeah.
Charles Barkley didn't like it.
What? Go ahead.
I have to kind of disagree with his saying, but at the same time, I understand it. Charles Barkley didn't like it. He was like, bro, why are you doing this, man? You could have hurt this man's ankles. You could have caused him an injury, man. That's just not smart. I'm like, bro, he's played ball for 4 years. He's played in college. Right. He knows what he's doing.
Right.
You think he's actually going to go out there and tackle this dude to try to just, you know, make a point? No, he was just doing it.
Right.
It just killed me that he said that. I'm like, bro.
Why does that matter?
Why does it?
It don't even
matter. Like, I know Charles Barkley, he can be very sensitive, but it's like...
Can be.
Yes, he can be very sensitive.
No, he can't be. He can't. No, he is.
He is.
He is.
But at the same time, like, when it comes down to himself, when people be roasting him, he takes that very well.
He do.
He takes it very well. He can be very sensitive, but he can be very sensitive, but at times he's not. You know, but this one right here was just too sensitive for me. It's like,
he's played college, and he knows exactly how to play defense. He's not going to go out there and just cause a man to be injured.
Right.
That's what I think it's little things like that, that a lot of people make a big deal out of. I'm like, why does it matter?
Yeah, it, to me, it's just not really that much of a big of a deal. Like, Joe Mazzulli's going to go out there and contest the shot. And look, he knows he plays defense. You know, he played basketball. He played college.
He knows.
I don't think he never played the NBA, but he's played college. They're more enough to be disciplined to play defense. So it's not like that he's out there just trying to roll somebody's ankles. He's not doing that. He was just contesting the shot. I understand why he expressed his concern about it, but at the same time...
I'm sorry, I don't.
The Boston Celtics loved it!
I was like, I don't understand why he would even say something about that.
I don't understand. I'm like, I understand you try to bring new perspective into... You know, your thoughts and opinions and stuff like that. But that just should have been kept to yourself.
I can't see anything new.
Yeah, you should have kept that to yourself.
I thought that was just plain pet.
Yeah, it was. The Boston Celtics loved it. They had no problem with it. It wasn't no big deal, but...
Yeah. I don't understand why Barkley would say so. He would say something about that. It don't even matter.
Well, I don't love Charles Barkley to death, man. But, bro, you just gotta find a new perspective on some things.
Yeah, that ain't one of them.
Yeah,
getting contested over a head coach and a player. Come on.
Like, come on, man. Like, they do. I'm pretty sure these executives and head coaches, they probably go out there, the younger ones anyway, not the older ones. He's our age anyway. We're older than him by, I think, 5 months. So, ooh. Joe Mazzulla.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he was born June of 88.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we're older than him. Like, he could go out there and, you know, he'd probably go out there and play scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
With the team.
You probably can.
But you're sitting up here making a fuss about that? Like, look what kind of injuries he could have caused in the scrimmage.
Right.
Because that's even more physical.
Right.
That was just a timeout. He was just trying to put a shot up. He was just contesting it.
Like, you ain't going to get down over me. I'm going to show this team I know how to play some defense.
Like, I know how to play some defense, too. Like, you know, they're right where they left off. It's like... Yeah, just found a new perspective on something else, man. That was just entirely just like, bro, come on. Stop. But
yeah.
That's it for me, man. That's all I got. All
right.
All right. Thank you to everyone who listens to our podcast. Gaming community, we appreciate y'all too. Subscribe to our gaming channel at the Watch Brothers and our podcast channel at DTST2414. You can also follow us on X at DTST2414 and on Instagram at The Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. Darren's right across from me. All right. Thanks again for listening. Until then, ciao.